From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says President Trump met with Russian President Vladimir Putin on the sidelines of the G20 summit and pressed him regarding any Russian meddling in last year's U.S. presidential election.
The president opened the meeting with President Putin by raising the concerns of the American people regarding Russian interference in the 2016 election. They had a very robust and lengthy exchange on the subject.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who also attended the meeting, later said that President Trump accepted Mr. Putin's statements that Russia had not interfered in the election. The G20 leaders opened their Hamburg summit with low expectations and anxiety on the part of those concerned about what they perceive as possible isolationist and protectionist tendencies of the Trump administration. The host, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who was not hopeful of achieving much consensus, called on leaders to make compromises. Meantime, on the streets of Hamburg, there have been more violent clashes between anti-capitalist demonstrators and anti-riot police. Here's VOA's Luis Ramirez.
Demonstrators appear to be shifting their strategy, going from calling a one massive march to dispersing throughout the city to try to get in the way of delegations, trying to block access to the venue, G20. And it's a very, very tense scene.
Police anticipate the protest will peak today when they are expecting at least 100,000 protesters to take to the streets of Hamburg, Germany. This is VOA News.